Souls and salutations, and welcome to another fun-filled, feet-filled, Soul Sunday episode of the Foot Fetish Podcast. I am your humble host, Ramon. Next to me, as always, is my less than humble, but super sexy co-host.
I am so humble. I am probably the most humble person alive.
Oh my God.
I'm making a Donald Trump joke. I'd like to lodge a formal complaint.
It's Belle.
I'd like to lodge a formal complaint.
Go ahead.
Because Ramon just called me Honey Bunches just before we started recording.
Yeah.
And
I call you Honey Bunches.
What I oppose.
You oppose to being called Honey Bunch?
Yes, I object.
Do you have a problem with Honey Bunches of Oats?
No, actually. It's one of my favorite kinds
of
cereal.
It's a really good cereal.
So good.
Yeah.
Except, like, you know, the best part is the bunches of oats.
Duh.
And then you realize that that's just granola. And that you can buy a whole bag of that, and then you never buy Honey Bunches of Oats again.
Oh, my God. Why have you not bought... Do we have Bunches of Oats in the pantry?
Do we have granola?
Yeah.
Yes, we have granola.
Yeah, but it's not...
No, it's really good.
Is that the snack we're going to have after the podcast?
No, absolutely not.
No, we're having McDonald's cheeseburgers. That's what we're having.
We got some leftover cheeseburgers.
You goddamn right we
They're
do.
They're calling my name. No. We have... it's really good. It's vanilla, and it's got almonds in it and cranberries. It's super good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like a lot of those things. Yeah, I like all those things.
Yeah, you should have it. But you don't eat cereal with milk. So
this might be the most boring adult conversation we've ever had. You know that, right?
Welcome to the granola cast.
Yeah, we're extra crunchy this week.
That's the thing about granola is it never doesn't get crunchy. It never gets soggy in milk.
Never soggy in milk.
Granola. Like if you left it there for hours.
It's there for you.
Listen, man.
So how we doing? How are the foot fans doing out there this week in feet? We're doing pretty good, I think. It's been a good week in feet for me.
It's been decent. I was sick last week.
I'm annoyed. I use that's the news segment title. This is not that segment. We're not there yet. Scratch it out. But how's your week been?
My week has been okay. I discovered that I can no longer eat spicy Cheetos.
Oh no!
Because it makes me sick.
Ew, you're like an old lady.
No, remember? Like,
yeah,
he's acting
there,
like he's never heard this before. He's acting like, like he's surprised, like he doesn't live with me. and tolerate all my dumb bullshit where I'm like, I ate too many spicy Cheetos and now my tummy hurts. Like, yeah.
That's why we didn't
record the podcast last week. Because I was like, I was just this horrible illness.
Sorry about that. Belle once again was like, oh no, I don't feel so good.
First of all, I had a cold, and second of all, I was poisoned by Cheetos.
You know, I don't get to take days off when I'm shooting foot porn. It has to be done.
You totally could take a day off if you wanted to. You're in charge of that.
I could, but I'm
okay.
Not
well, gonna. I'm taking tomorrow off of giving you foot jobs.
Oh no! Here's your foot job segment early on.
Welcome to Foot Job Cast.
Foot job, chook-a-pow.
I gave Ramon a foot job earlier today.
Oh really?
It was really,
really good.
I was proud of that one.
It was really hot.
Yeah.
Used a lot of lube.
I mean, it's necessary.
It is necessary.
You ever given a foot job before? You need a lot of lube.
I have not, in
I've
fact,
got really
given
big
a foot
feet.
Job. You do. Very
like,
big.
They require a lot of lube.
It worked really well. And it's up on Belle's OnlyFans
on
right Only now.
OnlyFans. Go check it out.
It'll be on the clip store later, too, if that's your preference.
Go check it out. I haven't watched it yet.
You don't watch any of them.
I do.
You do?
I watch them when you upload them to the OnlyFans.
I guess you could, couldn't you?
Yeah, of course
wow.
I could.
Wow. Look at you. Keeping up on things. Once again, it's from my point of view, which I think is a really effective way to do it. So you don't have to see this ugly mug.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yep. It's nice. Well, that's just a picture. There you go. That's the full video. Wow.
You should have used that as the thumbnail.
Oh, you think I should have? I still can. I can change it.
It's way better. It's my face, not just your
gross
dick.
That's my face. My sexy face.
Not just your gross dick.
I have a very pretty dick. How dare you? You have had your fans tell me I have a nice dick.
That's true. We did get a compliment once.
That's right. It was good stuff. More on your week, your feet this week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're just showing me.
I'm playing the foot job.
Yeah,
video,
it's hard
guys.
To look away. You are stinking up some socks for a dear friend of ours, aren't you?
I am stinking up some socks. I actually forgot how long I've been wearing them.
Oh, no.
I think since Wednesday, but it might be since Monday. I'm not sure.
One of those two.
I think I'll wear them until Monday and then see how they're doing. And then I feel like they'll be ready by then.
More than likely. That's for Funk Soul Brother, right?
Yeah.
Our good buddy.
Yeah.
Old Funk Soul.
For his Patreon. His Patreon subscription? Is that a subscription?
Well, it was.
His Patreon membership.
Yes.
Membership.
Yeah, the Patreon's kind of in a turmoil
right now, guys. We got to figure it out.
Because, you know, Patreon's like, you can't have
they
pornography
took down all
on
the
there.
Good stuff.
But you knew that already. Now we're just trying to figure out what to do.
He's trying to figure out a way to work around it.
I'm sending emails to people, but I'd get it if I was part of a Patreon where it turned into that. I would give like a shady glance. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Makes sense.
Keep supporting us and we'll keep giving you stuff, but, you know. I get it if you got to jump ship. We'll figure out another way you can send us money.
Just go to the OnlyFans.
Can't go wrong with the OnlyFans.
Buy the foot job videos there. And then you don't have to deal with all the shit that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Speaking of OnlyFans, this is a little business model behind the scenes. I think you make the most money not having a subscription.
You think
and I
so?
Broke it down. I thought about it.
Okay.
Like, because we took a poll.
Yes.
You took a poll, and I think it was split damn near down the middle, like a little bit.
It was a little bit on one side, but yeah.
The poll was, would you prefer a paid subscription to a model where you got more content, or would you like to buy it piecemeal and you get a free subscription? Just a little bit more said they'd prefer to pay.
Paid subscription had a little bit.
But here's why that doesn't work out. Okay, let's assume, you know, those 25 people got a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after the fees from OnlyFans, they take 20%.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at maybe a little over $200 you're getting per month.
Right.
If those just, because realistically, you know.
Those are the guys who are going to
those are the people
it.
That are
going
to pay. And that's assuming all of them do it, which is even, that's a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're the only ones paying. You could still have some paid posts here and there, but that's what they're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to expect content all the time or they're going to split.
Yes.
Now, here's the other thing. You get posts up there, people from anywhere could show up and just buy those.
Right.
And they
just let people come and peruse and decide what they want to buy. It's like making people pay to come into your store versus letting them come in and browse.
Right.
Are they going to buy more if they come in and browse? Yeah. So for us, at least, I'm sure it's works differently for other people. But for us, at least, this is, I think, the right decision.
Well, the other thing that's good for you is that the thing that I think is super goddamn dumb is that people have to subscribe before they can message you.
Yeah,
I think that
sucks. Yeah, that's super dumb too.
Because, I mean, I get it. It keeps all the time wasters away. But, I mean, you know, you've been getting messages from people.
Mm-hmm.
They want customs. These are people who can't use Cash App for one reason or another. They can pay on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. It's another means of payment. Like, it makes so much sense to have a free subscription. That is my advice. If you are new and getting onto OnlyFans, don't have a subscription. Or wait till you have, oh, I don't know, 1,000 subscribers before you think to do that.
Yeah.
But I read an article about it, and now I'm sold.
Oh, wow. Ramon read an article, guys.
Well, early on, I read an article because, you know, I'm the business end here.
I'm the feet.
You are the feet.
I'm just the looks.
You're the footer. So, before I get to the news segment, which I have several articles to read about.
Oh, nice. Good, because I have nothing.
Shocker.
Oh, my God. Wasn't I the one who had the news story last time about the biggest feet in the world? That you completely slept on that article?
Here's the thing.
You regularly don't see articles.
I am 2 episodes back in editing.
Yeah.
So I'm still on the tickling one, and you didn't bring shit to that one. So that's where my brain is. So there.
Wow.
And I brought one for that.
Ooh, it's because you're into tickling for some reason.
Kind of.
Anyway.
Let's talk about Bell's Shoe Review.
Let's talk about Bell's Shoe Review.
Because you have a pair of shoes right over there that you can review.
I do. They're not shoes. They're slippers.
You know slippers count as shoes, right?
I don't count them as shoes.
So what's the difference between a slipper and a shoe?
A shoe you wear outdoors. A slipper you would wear in the house for comfort, not really to protect your feet, but for comfort, just to keep them warm.
So what's your overarching category for everything?
Footwear?
Ew, no.
Hold on.
This is happening. This description is happening right now. We need to determine, is a slipper a shoe? And I'm going to say yes, because a slipper is a type of shoe.
Vocabulary.com says a slipper is a kind of indoor shoe that slips easily on and off your foot. You may prefer to walk around barefoot unless it's really cold, in which case you wear slippers. Slippers are cozy and they're often warm too.
I don't need the opinion.
But Wikipedia says slippers are light footwear that are easy to put on and off and intended to be worn indoors, particularly at home.
Well, that's just a difference of semantics there. Clearly, a slipper is a shoe, and I think most people would agree.
Hold on. Wikidiff.com
Wikidiff?
Says slipper is a hyponym of shoe.
Hyponym?
As nouns, the difference between a slipper and a shoe is that a slipper is a low shoe that can be slipped on and off easily, while shoe is a protective covering for the foot with a bottom part composed of thick leather or plastic sole and often a thicker heel and a softer upper part made of leather or synthetic material. Shoes generally do not extend above the ankle. Okay, well, mine do. As opposed to boots, which do. Oh, so boots are a separate thing than shoes. Would you consider boots and shoes to be different?
Oh, shit.
Are boots shoes?
Huh.
Or are boots a different type of footwear?
God damn it. But they said a slipper is a type of shoe. The fact that they had to say it was a type of shoe. They didn't say type of footwear.
Vocabulary.com said that it is a type of shoe. Wikipedia says it is a light footwear. Mm. And Wikidiff.com says that they are different.
So what's the definition of shoe?
Protective footwear for outdoors.
Protective
so it's made
for
to
outdoors.
Protect your foot from like the elements or like, you know, getting dirty or cold or gross.
I don't know that I'm willing to capitulate. I'm not done with this fight, but
okay.
I'm putting a pin in it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to find more information
on
this.
I think that I'm right. Guys, what do you think?
Shoe or no shoe?
Shoe.
Welcome to the show, Shoe or No Shoe.
I just AskDifference.com says that slippers are light footwear.
Oh my God.
Shoe is a protective covering for the foot.
Now I guess it's Belle's slipper review of the week.
Thank you. So it's my slipper review of
I'll
the
change
week.
The title, I guess.
It is my slipper review of the week. Ugh. They are slippers that were sent to me, Ramon, by our dear, dear, dear friend, Shameful Steve.
Yes. The shameful one.
The shameful one. He sent me a dress, and which I think is not super flattering on me, but let me tell you what I think it's going to be amazing for is face sitting videos.
I've got one planned.
I think it's going to look fantastic because it's really short on me, which like I wanted, but I think it's going to like go over my ass when I like sit on your face. So that's going to look really hot.
Nice.
I think this is going to be just like my face sitting dress.
Hey.
So that's good. And he sent me some slippers, and they are Acorn slippers, Acorn brand slippers, mm-hmm. and they're brown, and they have an owl.
You
want
to bring
them
over? You don't have to describe them. We have a video.
Oh, yeah,
did
sure.
Did you know, y'all listening, while Belle goes to retrieve the slippers that are not shoes, that you can watch this on YouTube when I eventually put it out? It will be on YouTube. Once I get my shit together and start rolling these through, I'll be able to put them up. And you on Patreon will get it before everyone else. These are the slippers.
Oh. I'm putting my phone to my mouth like I'm going to talk into that. So they have owls on them, and they're like little booty slippers, which is my favorite kind. They have this like leather tab on the back so you can pull them on. They're just insanely cute.
They're super cute.
They're the cutest thing in the world.
Yep,
I had these on my wish list, and Acorn are so great because they're like they're wool and leather, so they're gonna last like forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super super comfy. The only thing about Acorn, and the reason I'm not wearing them right now, is that because they're wool, because they're natural materials, they don't stink. And the acrylic boots that I'm wearing right now, that are just like cotton and polyester or whatever, also super comfy. Sent to me by Terry, they hold in the stink.
Mm.
And Funk Soul Brother can attend to that because
yes.
He has my last pair.
Ah.
Like, and they stank. They stank something fierce. So,
that is fun.
So when I'm finished stinking up these socks, I'm going to start wearing these, I think. These will be really good for winter because they're wool and they're super warm. They're so, so soft on the inside. Did you feel them?
Yes, they're very soft.
They're so nice. I love it. And that is Belle's shoe review.
Shoe review. Thank you. Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Tell us what's new this week in feet, Ramon.
This week in feet. This week in feet. I have a new title that I made up today. It types it up. It goes, and it's got a little typewriter noise.
Nice.
And it got a little ding at the end. That was nice, classy. Yeah, I was going to go with the 3D title, but I didn't feel like it. So
okay,
I
did sure. With
the oh, my God.
Awesome. Sounds fantastic.
Oh, wow. It's great.
We're all super excited about it.
Super excited. Oh, which one do I want to start with? Let's start with that one. That one's more fun.
Okay.
I'll do the fun one first, and then the next one that's... Both of these are very... I don't say poignant, very on topic, very... could you help me? I'm not smart.
I don't know what you're... I don't know what you mean. I don't know what they are.
My brain wants...
not poignant?
Not poignant, not particular. They're very pertinent. Pertinent.
Oh,
pertinent to
we
our...
We got there.
To our topics.
You made it.
I'm not a... I'm very smart. I'm very, very, I'm a very intelligent man, but words escape
sometimes. You got
that going
for you.
It gets clogged in my brain holes.
Mm-hmm.
This week in feet. Get to the top of the article, damn you. according to BuzzFeed News.
Oh, great.
Swifties, which are Taylor Swift fans, are obsessed with the fact that Taylor keeps posting feet pics for free.
Oh,
I don't think she, quote, I don't think she knows the way feet are sexualized on the internet these days. Very millennial of her, end quote. Which I take umbrage with because, you know, we started the online foot craze.
Right.
But that's beside the point. Gen Zs think they created everything.
Mm-hmm.
In only the sixth TikTok Taylor Swift ever posted, she sits on the floor playing her guitar and reminiscing about tour life. In the forefront of the shot lie her bare feet.
Taylor Swift has really nice feet, too.
Objectively, I can look at them and say they are nice. They are. They don't do a whole lot for me.
I like Taylor Swift.
She looks too much like a little girl to me.
Taylor Swift was my top artist on Spotify this year.
Yes,
guys.
Yes.
I listened to like 90 some thousand minutes of Spotify, and Taylor Swift was like a solid 5,000 minutes of
There's a lot of it. Quote, my girl, why are you showing your feet for free? At Carolyn A commented, the comment receiving more than 73,000 likes on her TikTok.
I mean, what do they think she should do?
Swifty keeps noticing how often the singer posts her feet online. Days before her New Era Stadium tour caused a complete meltdown online, Swift posted a full body photo on Twitter and Instagram with her collaborator Jack Antonoff. He's wearing black socks while she is barefoot. When Swift's music for Antihero made headlines for its perceived anti-fat sentiment, some fans pointed out that showing her bare feet on the scale was also alarming. Fans are constantly making jokes on social media about how Swift could make millions if she sold her feet pics instead of showing them for free. In the past few years, many people have found that selling feet pics to people with foot fetishes is a lucrative side hustle, with the potential to make tens of thousands of dollars from it. Not that Swift needs the second income stream. Y'all.
Yeah, like what?
This. You can't do that.
No.
Even celebrity. You can. You're missing the point. It's not, oh, here's my feet. Here's a picture. Give me money. Give me money. There's so much more to it than that. You have to dedicate huge swath of your life to generating that income. Bella Thorne can attest to this, who started an OnlyFans.
Right.
And guess
right.
what? She had to work pretty hard creating this sexy persona. Like, look, she made a ton of goddamn money because of her celebrity there. I'm not saying celebrities don't get a super boost, but it's not just like, here's pictures, boom. They have to, like, live in the fetish. They have to, like, it's not just as simple as, oh, here's my feet in front of the camera, give me a whole bunch of money.
I think also, like, Taylor Swift doesn't need the money. I think that if Taylor Swift started an OnlyFans for feet content, not that she ever would, because that's really not a her type thing to do.
No,
that's listen. I have an OnlyFans for feet content.
Yes,
but it's pretty sordid.
Yes,
right.
Oh,
like
yes.
I'm not gonna tell my mom about it. I'm not gonna like, but you know, so like it's not a Taylor Swift kind of thing to do. To do that and to just be kind of, listen, she's beautiful, she's sexy, but she's not like like bawdy and salacious, you know?
She's not like that.
So that's not the type of thing that she would do.
No.
And also, she doesn't need the money. So, like, what
the fuck?
What do they think that she should be doing? Like, I don't know. I also think that, listen, she's allowed to be barefoot. She's barefoot in a lot of her music videos. Like, it's fine. She's allowed to be barefoot. And the fact that every time she's barefoot, her fans are sexualizing it like that. Like,
I think it's very telling,
off-putting,
and things that I've dealt with recently, that people, once they discover that a foot fetish exists and that people have it, yes, there's, listen, I complain about us feet guys all the time, constantly asking for feedbacks, doing that, but I'm starting to get even more annoyed by these people going like, oh, don't show your feet, there's a bunch of creeps out there, listen, guys exist, creeps exist, they're gonna look at everything when you are in the public
eye. There's somebody who's into everything. Like, there's somebody who's into your elbow. There's a guy who's getting off on your collarbones. Like,
stop assuming the worst of everyone.
Right?
Like, a lot of people can control their urges. Yes, they're gonna look.
Right.
But, like, this thing, oh, don't show that. It's gonna be sexualized because of.
Right. It's.
It's very.
That's
really
weird,
irritating.
But it is about on par from what I would have expected from BuzzFeed News. That's the type of article I would have expected.
Maya Luz, a 24-year-old Swiftie, told BuzzFeed News that she thinks Swift posting her feet online is, quote, weird, but attributes it to Swift's age.
What?
I don't think she knows the way feet are sexualized on the internet these days, Luz said. Very millennial of her. I probably wouldn't post my feet on social media. Like, okay.
She would not post her feet on social media because she's 24 and she's grown up with being sold the message that, like, what she is to be posted on social media and consumed by others.
Yep.
Like, Taylor Swift is, you know, she's what, 37? So she probably, at least until she was an older teenager, like, wasn't online,
right.
You know, like we all saw Taylor Swift's old MySpace photos, you know, like, I mean, until she was older, she wasn't online. So she didn't grow up with that. Like, but younger people, I think, who have grown up with social media just being so ubiquitous, they think of everything through that lens.
They sure think of
everything through the lens of how it's going to be consumed by others. And I find it really refreshing that maybe Taylor Swift isn't thinking that way. Maybe she just thinks it's a cute angle to have her feet propped up in front of
the guitar.
Yeah. Like, maybe she's just comfortable. And I think it's actually really gross and off-putting that her fans, it's not even people with foot fetishes who are like, oh my God, you see Taylor Swift's feet. It's people who are sexualizing the fact that she's doing it because they think someone else might sexualize it. That's so bizarre.
Swift has been showing off her feet since the beginning of her career.
Yes.
And on her debut album, which, to be clear, is from when she was a child, a photo of her feet appear on the physical CD. Her bare feet are in the music videos for our song, Shake It Off, Safe and Sound, Out of the Woods style. Mm-hmm. It's almost like that's her style.
It's almost,
you know,
like
human beings can be without shoes.
It's normal and natural to not wear your shoes sometimes.
Maybe
Holy shit. Not all of us
sexualize it all the time.
Right? Like, even foot fetishists aren't sexualizing feet 100% of the time.
They are not.
Sometimes it's just bare feet.
Sometimes it's just
God,
feet.
I'm so bothered by this article.
But it seems like Swift isn't going to stop anytime soon. Then again, maybe she knows exactly what she's doing and just doesn't care. Quote, Taylor Blondie, please put some socks on, Luz said. There are creepy people on the internet. Wear a face mask. Cover it all.
I mean,
cover it all.
Right. We should just all be wearing like those full coverage burkas. Don't even show your eyes because some guys might think you have beautiful eyes and they might be attracted to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a weird regressive way of thinking. That's very strange. These young people nowadays, they've gone full circle.
They have.
It used to be like, oh, just be free and express yourself and, you know, dress however you want. And now it's like, oh, you can't possibly do that. Someone might see it and think something.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
On to this other article, which is a bit longer, but very, very pertinent.
Oh, okay.
To the fetish community.
All right.
Which, something I have been thinking for a while but didn't say. It's interesting.
Okay.
So bear with me. I think it is worth the read. It's about Taylor Swift. No, what the hell?
Hmm.
I think I did this wrong. Hang on. I'm dumb with my phone.
My mom did a dumb thing.
I did
guys.
A dumb thing. Oh, I see what I did. I copied the same article to read it again. And we'll just go through that same article again.
Great. Nice.
I got you. Here we go. Click, paste. It was so much easier on my computer. I suppose I could always bring it up, but I ain't doing that.
Just not tonight. Next time if you really want to.
This is from NBC News.
Oh, wow.
This is a legit.
Wow. Well, I mean.
Legit enough. This is from June 14th.
Okay. That's from a while ago, but whatever.
It is, but it's still very pertinent.
Stop using the word pertinent. We heard it. It's very pertinent. We're all very impressed that you're using a big fancy word. Stop it now.
It's really pert plus. Those videos about a foot fetish site going viral on TikTok, a lot of them are SponCon.
What? What does that mean?
Sponsor con. It means it's a con. It's not. They are claiming to be legitimate. Like, oh, I use this thing. But they're being paid to say they use the thing.
Sponsored content.
Yeah. So it's that.
Okay.
I'm bad at, abbreviations. Okay. Anyway, I wouldn't normally give this site time on our thing, but they're already big enough it's irrelevant whether we mention anything or not.
Okay.
Creators have claimed they made thousands of dollars posting on the site Feet Finder, sparking discussion over undisclosed ads on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. No, I've gotten some messages from quote unquote models on Instagram telling me, oh, you should get on Feet Finder. They're so great. And I'm like, no, that's, I know what you're doing. Stop that.
TikTok creators revealed that videos praising Feet Finder, a foot fetish site, were sponsored content.
Yeah.
This is an article by Morgan Sung.
Oh, thanks, Morgan.
Videos about the photo-selling website FeetFinder have popped up across TikTok in recent weeks, with many creators on the platform claiming they have made thousands of dollars by simply uploading pictures of their feet. But a handful of creators are now revealing that the videos praising FeetFinder were actually sponsored by the fetish site.
Of course.
Why did
FeetFinder sponsored us for like a month there.
They did. Quote, why did I just make like $70 on this thing called FeetFinder, end quote. Andy, a creator known as Andiriho, said in a video posted on May 24th, if you have cute feet, put them on FeetFinder. FeetFinder's where it's at because you're getting paid for your feet. 5 days later, excuse me. 5 days later, Andy said that the post was sponsored, commenting hashtag ad on the video. He didn't respond to request for comment. The influx of videos promoting FeetFinder.
Wait, so Andy was a boy?
Andy seems to have been a boy, yeah.
Ew, gross. Boy feet, yuck.
The influx of videos promoting FeetFinder and the post questioning the videos that followed has revealed the potential dangers of creators posting undisclosed sponsored content on TikTok.
Yeah, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Whenever I see stuff like that on Instagram, it always has a thing telling you that it's an ad.
Some creators expressed concern that the ads misrepresented the reality of online sex work, and that the young audiences of those who promoted FeetFinder would be persuaded to pursue it without considering the risks involved.
Yeah.
The slew of videos have also prompted discussions among creators about the brand deals they choose to accept. FeetFinder said that the creators were, quote, instructed to disclose, end quote, that the videos promoting the sites were ads. We suggested the influencers use hashtags like hashtag ad or hashtag sponsored at the beginning of the caption, along with adding the text dramatization by paid actors, so all people viewing the TikTok knew they were ads.
Wow.
FeetFinder founder and CEO Patrick Nielsen said in an email, any influencers that posted a FeetFinder ad without these disclosures were suggested to remove/delete that video ASAP. Somehow I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
But viral videos about the site still abound on TikTok, and it's unclear whether they're organically generated or sponsored by FeetFinder. TikTok, which encourages creators to disclose partnerships and its branded content policy, did not respond to comments for requests for comments. In a video posted the same day as Andy's creator, Cody Premier interviewed a woman who claimed that she had $40,000 in her bank account from uploading photos on FeetFinder. A day later, A. Patrick posted a video of himself and his girlfriend boarding a private jet, doing all kinds of crazy dumb. I got dummy rich from FeetFinder.
Dummy rich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The couple also posted another thing. They love Davon's feet on FeetFinder. Commenters wondered if they were too good to be true. Some joked about dropping out of school to pursue a career in selling feet pictures. Several asked for advice. But some said they had recently signed up, but didn't have any luck making sales. around the same time,
mm-hmm.
adult film star Noah Way Babe pointed out that FeetFinder charges sellers a monthly $4.99 fee to use the platform, he told users. The customer is you and anyone else who fell for it.
Yeah.
That's what I've been touting. As soon as they went to that model, I went, that's all they want. They don't give a shit if you sell a single foot podo.
Do they,
in fact, they hope that you don't.
Do they take a fraction of sales as well?
Fuck yeah.
So you're paying $5 a month and also they're taking, what, like 10, 20%?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Do not use FeetFinder.
No, that's a mess.
Go on Instagram. You'll make all the money that goes in your goddamn pocket.
Yeah.
Use Cash App. Like, or get on Clips for Sale. Like, at least I'm giving them some of my sales, but they're actually promoting me.
Right.
And we're making money there. The fee ensures that sellers are, quote, serious about selling feet content, end quote, the site says, and will be used to, quote, create a much larger marketing budget to target potential buyers on the internet, end quote. You know what that money's going? To pay content creators to come there to sell feet pics.
Mm-hmm.
That's all FeetFinder cares about. It's not bringing in customers, to buy things. It's about getting you in there to think you'll sell feet.
Right.
That is their market.
That's a total scam.
That is 100% a fucking scam.
Wow.
Like, yes, they still have, they're not a scam in the way, like, that you can sell your feet pics there, and probably people do.
Well, it's not a scam in the same way that multi-level marketing, like, yes, technically you're getting something from Amway, but it is still a scam.
Yes. Undisclosed ads fly under the radar. The tag, hashtag FFS sponsored, which used in some videos promoting FeetFinder, has 3.8 million views on TikToks, but that tag doesn't include the hundreds of videos appearing to promote the website that doesn't disclose an advertising deal with the site.
Mm-hmm.
Influencers are responsible for disclosing any material connection to a brand they endorse on the media, according to the Federal Trade Commission. So on... This is all about just like the laws and regulations. And
yeah, boring.
You got to do that.
Boring.
And that's really not the point here. Like, yes, they have to disclose that. But this just opens up the point that FeetFinder is kind of, they're shady, man.
Super shady.
They're super shady. I mean, look, this money is very clearly doing that. In a stitched TikTok video responding to Premiere's video, Portia said, these influencers are being bought. Those videos you're seeing on your four-year page, those videos you're seeing on your For You page is not a sign for you to do FeetFinder. It's an ad. It's what it is. Portia said she was offended when she got an email because her content typically revolves around sustainable fashion and advocating for sexual assault survivors.
That's super fucked.
Yep. Promoting your own website, quote, where you sell pictures of yourself is perfectly fine, Portia said. But she doesn't trust creators who encourage their viewers to start doing sex work with the promise of getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so much of that on these guys. A lot of these influencers are just like, it's what they do. It's all about, come live my lifestyle, but pay for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's turned, like, we went through this already.
Yeah.
Like, study your goddamn history. Pay attention to what's going on. If you have to pay to use a service, like, it's completely another thing when you're telling people who are young and impressionable to start their own business on the website, Portia said, and especially the fact that they're not disclosing that they were paid to tell people to start this. That is very, very wrong. Yep. Misrepresenting the reality of the industry. Aside from being undisclosed ads, many of the viral FeetFinder videos also misrepresent the reality of selling feet pictures, according to people who actually sell feet pictures. A simple YouTube search yields dozens of videos from people who pursued it and had varying levels of success. Yes, some people will get into this.
Some people will be very successful.
Fly to the moon. We know people who've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Their Instagrams are not that much different than ours, but they just had that right look and the right time and the right way they posted. And, you know, they've got tens of thousands of followers and they're making a lot of money. Although I've seen other people who they get all those followers, but nobody's spending money on them.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, we've surpassed them in OnlyFans.
You've got to really, it's almost luck after a certain, like, honestly, you've just got to get the right number of followers and the right type of followers who are willing to, you know, I don't know, man.
The creator, Debbie Dewdrop, That's fun.
That's a bad name.
I don't like that at all. She's probably great, but the name.
I doubt it.
For example, she said she didn't make a sale for 6 months straight when she was starting out. God, that's unfortunate.
Hmm. Mm. So you're already out $30.
When she was first starting out, she told viewers that the extra cash she makes selling photos of her feet through Patreon has helped tremendously. Careful on that Patreon.
Yeah,
shit
right? Fuck.
But it's not enough to ensure financial stability. Joycey Potts, another seller who posted about her experience on YouTube, began selling feet pictures just to see if she could as an average middle-aged mom. She said she made $20 here or there, and after posting a video about selling on chat sites like Omegle, FeetFinder asked her to review the site. In her final update about using FeetFinder, she criticized that the wife pushed sellers to upload hundreds of albums of content.
Mm-hmm.
If a seller didn't pay the monthly subscription fee, they'll lose access to the albums they uploaded.
Cool. So you lose access to it, but does FeetFinder
I bet they do keep it. I don't know. I'd have to look at their terms and services.
Huh.
FeetFinder's YouTube channel suggests offering a few different albums with a broad price range to optimize sales because buyers are more likely to purchase multiple lower-priced albums than expensive ones. Excuse me. From the site, my biggest takeaway was probably that you might get out of it what you put in, Potts said, which makes sense. I haven't heard of a single person getting a ton of cash fast or without working it. If you message people and really hassle them, you might make sales. It's not a given. I think the site is well-intentioned, but maybe poorly executed. We can't all be the Kim Kardashians of the foot industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Let me see if there's anything else to cover on this. There are people making in this world that are making bank at this, Potts said. It's not been my reality, and it most likely won't be yours. I don't say that to be mean, but to give you a realistic expectations, we can't be all Kim Kardashians. Nielsen, FeetFinder's founder and CEO, said the site's membership fee allows the company to pay for top-notch security to ensure that users' sensitive information stays private. Do you know where they can stay private for free? Instagram.
You can if you have a private profile.
It's pretty easy to do.
But also, I mean, I feel like it's private. Sure, but anyone who pays like $3 to buy your album can just do they download the photos? Is it a file that they download? I don't know how FeetFinder
works. I have
works.
No idea how it works. Sellers may not make a profit when they're starting out because they don't, quote, don't feel comfortable promoting, end quote, links to their accounts on social media, as he said.
Of course not.
Right. Or because they, quote, don't know what types of photos videos work well, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, while we are aware most other sites are free to sign up, they often only work for sellers with a large social media following or years of experience in the industry, Nielsen said. Our goal is to ensure whether you have 10 million followers or 10 followers on social media, you still have a chance to earn money. Where? So people go there and hopefully find you amongst the sea
right.
of other people that
I
you're
don't...
all paying $4.99 to do? Ridiculous.
No, I don't understand.
What's the difference between that and Instagram? Really?
How is that leveling the playing field?
It's not.
That's not at all.
Not even a little bit. Other than
if you have 10 million social media followers and you promote your FeetFinder, you're going to get more people going there than you are if you have 100 social media followers and you promote your FeetFinder.
Then the article goes on to talk about the ethics of choosing brand deals, and
mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily. I mean, it's important, but
no,
you know, it's
boring.
Not necessarily foot related.
I don't get any brand sponsorships, so fuck it.
Well, not at the moment. We get them from time to time.
No, like not on my Instagram.
Not
it's
on Instagram.
It's not like,
fuck
oh,
off.
Wear these socks and,
no.
then, you know, sell them.
So that was the big article. I found that today and I went, wow, I have been saying this forever.
Yeah. Yep.
Their FeetFinder's not really a scam, but think about it before you jump on there. When you could... Trust me. Yeah, they've got a huge following. They've got a huge following on Twitter and all that. I think a lot of it is bought and paid for, which makes sense. They're a business. I get it. But they're not as big as you think they are. The real business model is get you in there, get as many people as they can paying that $4.99 because that's all they care about.
Right.
They get that. They make all the money they need and you don't have... Everyone on their site could not sell a single other foot picture. and they would do business.
Yeah, they're still making a profit.
They're still making a ton.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The thing with clips for sale, they only make money when you make money. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Remember that. Think about those kind of sites. Those are the ones that are going to help you do better.
Yes.
FeedFinder is not in any way.
They have no reason.
They have no reason to help
sure
you do
that
better.
You make sales.
If you do make sales, great. Good for you. Doesn't affect them.
They just want you to keep paying them. Yeah.
That's right.
Huh.
On that note, we're going to take a little break because I've been talking for too goddamn long and I will hydrate my throat.
Oh my God.
And we'll take a break for the steak and a pause for the cause unless you have signed up on Anchor to be a, if you've subscribed to us there, you buy the subscription, you get ad-free stuff. I'm trying to figure out how to do that on Patreon too. But if you want to not hear my wonderful ads that Belle and I recorded, you can do that. You don't have to hear things.
Or you can just like push the skip forward button like five or six times.
Don't do that. They got to pay for that thing.
Just skip it.
See, we're at least honest.
It's fine.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello friends, Dr. Ramon from Ramon's Faceful of Feet Clip Store here to bring you Ramon's Faceful Human Furniture.
Human furniture?
Did you know, according to science, the human face is the most comfortable piece of furniture in the world?
He said science, so it must be true.
It's the ideal seat for butts both big and small.
Ooh, big butts.
Bare feet fit perfectly within its contours.
We mean...
Do your feet smell?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Your piece of human furniture will never complain. Or be able to.
Damn straight.
Our human furniture is comfy. Squishy. Sometimes squeaky. But always the perfect place to rest your smelly bare feet and butt.
Bare butts?
But don't take my word for it. Come on down to RamonFaceful.com and see our numerous examples for yourself with over 700 clips of foot smothering, face sitting, and the finest human furniture on the web today.
Incredible. 700. What a time to be alive.
RamonFaceful.com. Human furniture clips. Have a seat. Hey, y'all, we're back.
Hey, what's up?
So Belle's real dumb, and I want to kind of talk about that. So Belle is one of the smartest people I've ever met in my
Thank
life.
Thank you.
She
yes,
cannot
true, I am.
Tell the difference between acetaminophen and ibuprofen. You know, Advil, Tylenol. She cannot remember.
I don't know what the difference is.
She doesn't know what the difference is. It's just two
they're
drugs that you have to learn.
They're both basically the same, right?
They're both pain relievers, but they do different things. The point is we have to keep coming up with these
dumb... they both have the same descriptions on the side. Like, oh, it's good for fever, pain relief, headache, menstrual cramps.
One is an anti-inflammatory. The other one is... It's not an aspirin, but it's some different form of pain relief. Ibuprofen is anti-inflammatory. It helps when things are inflamed, like, oh, my back hurts. Oh, I pulled a muscle. Things like that. Things that
and
are
what
inflamed.
What is acetaminophen?
I don't know exactly. It's Tylenol. You know, it's a... I don't know exactly what that drug does, but I know ibuprofen more because I take that more. It's better for you, comparatively speaking, to take that. But the point is, we've had to, like, create these rhymes to help her remember which one to take and which one not to take for any given thing. The problem is they both end in sen. Acetaminophen and ibuprofen. So it's hard. You learning about it?
Acetaminophen belongs to a class of drugs called analgesics.
That's it.
And antipyretics, fever reducers. The exact mechanism of action of acetaminophen is not known. Oh, good. That sounds like we should healthy. Definitely be taking it. It may reduce the production of prostaglandins in the brain. Prostaglandins are chemicals that cause inflammation and swelling.
Yeah.
So wouldn't acetaminophen then also be an anti-inflammatory if it reduces inflammation?
It does, but it not in the same way that ibuprofen does. Ibuprofen targets that more. That's the thing to take when you have a specific like muscle ache.
So and what really, do you take acetaminophen for?
Acetaminophen I take for headaches. I find it works better for that. You can take either for pain relief.
This says acetaminophen works only in the brain. Ibuprofen works in the brain and the rest of the body.
There you go.
This means acetaminophen only helps reduce pain and fever, while ibuprofen has the added benefit of reducing inflammation and swelling at the site of an injury.
There you go. So like if you have like you worked out really hard or you pulled something, that will actually help as opposed to just telling your brain it'll probably be fine.
I'm going to just take both.
You could do that too. But we had to come up with these dumb like if your body it does ache of ibuprofen you must take, which doesn't tell you anything about the drug because it works with either one.
None of the rhymes have worked.
No. And now
every time I need to take something, I'm just like, Ramon, what do I take?
And now I'm like, okay, acetaminophen. Like, oh, I have a headache, so I have to take acet.
I think that I would also take acet for a backache.
Well, then I'm like,
actually, for a backache, I would lie down.
No, see, that's it. Like, ibuprofen, like.
Libuprofen, like lie down.
Sure. I was saying, like, it was like a hospital bed, like an IV, that rhyme. So you need an IV, and
that's
then you
too complicated.
And like, I be in pain, man.
I be in pain.
So that's your drug talk.
I guess. I mean, like, listen. If you're watching on the video, you were seeing me do some kind of weird stretching before while Ramon was reading his news article, and it's because my fucking back hurts because I'm an old woman.
You are,
and my back. It's just,
everybody likes
to
see
you
stretch.
I'm falling. It's not like sexy stretching. It's more like, oh, God.
Oh, I forgot to talk about that.
And Ramon won't rub my back for me because
I do
he's
all
a
the
bad,
time.
Bad husband.
I do it all the time. I love you.
Do it now. Rub my
We're
back.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
See? He won't rub my back.
Oh, my God. So we just did a, we did a big shoot yesterday. That had Cheyenne Jewel.
That was
the
day before yesterday.
Was
but
it? Good
yes.
God.
It was Thursday.
It was even another day because this is coming out on Sunday. It had Cheyenne Jewel. It had Duchess. It had, who else was there? Sebastian, which is our tall, gorgeous Amazonian black woman who is super duper gorgeous and has a great ass. It was a super awesome shoot. And we had a new Asian model that I found on Model Mayhem, and she was fantastic.
Nice.
Like, really high class quality all around. All good
right.
shoot.
All right.
A1, super plus.
Good shoot.
And
good job,
you
everyone.
Helped find a model for that too.
I did. So
you made
had,
someone's dream come true.
Well, mostly.
Mostly.
He didn't get to shoot with me.
That's true. That's very true.
So I had a guy that I was talking to a while ago on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to he wanted me to tell him to do disgusting things.
He did. He was cool.
He wanted me to degrade him. And I was like, okay, you know, get down and lick the floor. And he got down and licked the floor. And I was going to have him do more stuff. But I think we sort of just lost contact or something. But he contacted the other day and was like, hey, do you ever do sessions? Because he's right next door in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't. Well, I do, and I would, but they would be quite pricey.
Yes.
You can't afford me.
Whoa.
But I was like, however, yeah. Ramon is shooting, like, that was the day of.
The
I was
day
like,
of.
Ramon is shooting.
I had lost my male
tonight.
Model
right.
that night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy who, you know, normally was awesome, but, like, the past two times has totally flaked on me
yeah,
at
sucks.
The last minute, so he's out.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
so Ramon was, like, shit out of luck. There was, like, no mail, and I'm like, hey, Ramon's shooting tonight if you want to do that, if you want to just like hop on over for the night and shoot with these girls and be a sub. And he did. He called out. He called out from his class that he had to go to that night. He skipped class to come and do a fetish shoot.
Yep. It was awesome.
And he, from what I've heard, had a very nice time.
Indeed, he did. Had a great time.
I'm happy to hear that.
So keep that in mind. Contact Belle on Instagram and treat her well. You might end up on a shoot.
You might.
That's all it takes.
You might. And if you're, gosh, if you're cool enough, you could end up in a shoot with me because our dirty footlooker, Steve, has gone MIA. I think that he's maybe, we've had this happen before where like models or like subs will get in a new relationship and maybe like, oh, my boyfriend's not comfortable with me.
You right.
Know, so I have a feeling that's probably what's going on
pretty here. Pretty sure that's what happened.
And that's fine. He's young.
That's a normal thing. It's good that you don't.
Yes. Oh, my God.
But
yeah.
Here's the thing. Steve, if you're listening, which I don't, who knows if you are anymore.
Oh, I don't know if he listens to the podcast.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
But
point is, you can tell us.
Right. Just shoot us
like,
a message.
I'd much prefer that than you ghosting us. Listen, young people.
I was very confused. I was like, did he, like, what happened? And then I tried to search and he wasn't on my, and I think he, did he block me? I don't know. I don't
Instagram.
Know how Instagram
Listen,
works.
This is your millennial older brother telling all of you out there. You Gen Zers, don't ghost people.
Just say something.
Just say something.
Just say something.
The conversation doesn't have to continue. It can be as simple as, hey, I'm sorry. It can be a goodbye letter.
Right.
Hey, goodbye. I can't do this. Goodbye.
Right. And then block.
Then,
like, that's fine.
Then you can ghost.
That's fine. Go ahead.
But all it takes is a message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ghosting is the worst thing and makes everyone upset with you forever.
Yeah, it's super annoying.
It's a really immature thing to do at every age.
Yes.
But yeah. So that was fun.
So, we don't currently have a male sub for me to shoot with, aside from
Ramon. We need
but
that.
But if we happened to have someone somewhat local who was cool enough.
Uh-huh. You got to have the right
to
look.
To make a little bit of a drive.
And you got to do that. You got to pay a little bit, but you could do it.
Yeah, if you want to be, you got to pay a little bit, and then you get to be a star. Be a star in the
be
clip
a star.
Store.
But on to the topic at hand.
What's
this
the
is
topic
why we're
at hand? I literally don't remember.
The topic at hand was fetish as a stress relief.
Oh, okay.
Which for me is a subject near and dear to my heart because that always calms me down. Having feet on my face isn't just sexual. Sometimes it just relieves the pressure of the day. It just calms me down, puts me in a nice place. I experience this a lot with shooting where it's not overtly sexual for me there. I don't get erections. I don't get aroused.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm just there and I know like the shoot's going well, I'm able to just relax in this moment of just like, oh, I've got feet on my face. Great.
You should try doing drugs or something.
Oh, my God.
You should try.
This is my drug.
Oh, my God.
I found an article. I found a lot of articles.
I should start
my brains out.
I should start putting my feet on your face while you're playing that game that you play that makes you really
How
angry.
Am I going to play the game if your
I'll
feet on my face?
I'll just put them under your nose.
You should.
Ramon plays this video game.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing.
And he gets
why.
So mad.
It's Dark Souls
2.
He
dies all the time. All these monsters are always killing him.
They're always
and
killing
he's
me.
Constantly dying, and he screams and yells and curses.
Only
like,
when it's a bullshit death.
You called a monster a cunt the other day in front of our children. Can you please not use that word? I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I don't do it often.
Like,
but
I
it does
like,
happen.
I was like, okay, now I gotta explain to my mom why my 5-year-old daughter just called her a cunt. Like,
well,
come
tell the monsters to stop being cunts and stop calling them that.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm not gonna read all this article, but just a
Thank
little bit.
Thank you, God. Ramon reading articles. Is that fucking painful or what, guys?
Holy shit. I don't need you to criticize the podcast while we're on the podcast.
Hi, I'm Ramon. I'm gonna make you do a podcast, and then I'm gonna complain about the way you do it.
There's a big benefit to BDSM that nobody talks about.
Disagree.
Whips, ropes, handcuffs aren't exactly what come to mind when you think of a stress-free day, but research indicates the BDSM practice, typically thought to be all about pain, dominance, and physical stress, has health benefits beyond sexual satisfaction.
Where's this article from?
Reducing stress. This is Mike.com. Get to the end of this. Boo-loo-loo. Now it's something about life outside
what
the planet.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking to see who wrote it.
It's usually at the top.
Your mother's at the top. By Kate Hakala.
Right,
this
I'm
is Impact.
This
is from Impact. Yes. As The Science of Us recently reported, a 2013 study published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine suggests that BDSM practitioners may have less anxiety and enjoy more security in their relationships than their vanilla counterparts.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
I disagree with you. How about that? How does that make you feel? Full stress? Maybe if I smacked you around a little more, you'd have less stress.
Nope.
Gonna do more bastinado. There's evidence that BDSM practice might affect a person's mental state before and after their scenes. A commonly reported, quote, relaxing experience for submissive practitioners is that of, quote, subspace.
Mm-hmm.
An altered state of consciousness accompanied by feelings of peacefulness and time distortion.
That's
comparable
called,
to a runner's high.
Nope. That's called dissociation.
Oh, you think so?
That is a trauma. This is not relaxation. That is dissociating.
I disagree for myself personally.
What we do, you and I, that's not, we're not talking about subspace. What she's talking about, when I hear that term used,
yeah,
it's like, oh, I'm like bound and gagged and like being beaten by strangers. Like I'm in a dungeon and like that we're talking, I think she and you are talking about different things.
Possibly.
Like you having feet on your face and feeling like happy about it and like blissed out and good is not the same as like, I don't know, someone being tied up and whipped. When I hear the term, and when I have in the past heard the term subspace used, it is almost always, I read what they're describing and I'm like, oh, you're this is a trauma response.
I think, okay, you're not wrong, but I don't think it's as detrimental, and it can be, and I don't think it's as harmful as you claim it to be.
Uh-huh.
It can be. I think it's the same way as taking a drug. You're doing a similar thing to someone who is in a traumatic situation that they would dissociate. But I think we're teasing the idea the same way that like someone jumping out of a plane gets an adrenaline high. Falling from a plane would give you adrenaline because your body is like, oh, I'm in fight or flight right now. You are creating the situation for your body that is similar to get the good part out of it, which is the adrenaline rush. The same way that, you know, you tying me up and doing that, I'm dissociating in that moment, this nice peaceful thing. And that's part of the benefit.
You're not dissociating.
Not always. Sometimes, listen, when I've got feet completely covering my face, pushing me down, sometimes I am, just a little bit.
I don't think you are. I think that we're talking about two very different things.
I think I've hit on something. I think you helped me hit on something.
No.
So good for you.
I think that we're talking about two very different things.
Possibly. I think they are two sides. I think some people do, I see what you're getting at, reenacting a trauma when it comes to BDSM.
Or just like having a trauma.
Possibly, possibly.
Like your body doesn't, your body is responding in the same way, whether you're getting beaten up by someone that you, I don't know. It's just, you know, I have issues with this.
I know you do.
As a conversation.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's
not.
I
think it's the same way as using a drug. You have to be careful when you do it. Some people are not. And there's a way to do it in a healthy way. And I think some people don't. So what you're saying is correct. But some people are doing it correctly.
Who are these people? And
I don't know them.
How are they doing it correctly?
I don't know.
What is the correct way to physically hurt someone that you love?
I don't know. I'm
what is the correct way to get aroused by harming someone that you love?
You're someone that likes to get choked.
It's
just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not hurt. That never hurts me.
You're making a big assumption about a lot of people who do BDSM that you assume they're getting hurt. Might be the same as you. You don't know. Some people might like it rougher.
Sure. Why do some people like to inflict pain? Why are some people aroused by the idea of inflicting pain on someone they claim to love?
You'd have to ask them, wouldn't you? I mean, I get a little turned on with choking you, just a little bit. It's part of the fun, isn't it?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Anyway,
okay. Keep reading.
I don't know that I'm going to.
Hmm. I mean, I did not know that this article was coming, so I was not prepared for this article or this... beep, boop, beep. We're back. Ramon and I paused to have a conversation about whether or not we were going to include this article on the podcast because, sorry, everyone, I made it weird. But I think that the conclusion has been that we are going to leave it in.
I think it's an important discussion to have.
Yes.
I think it can be part of a healthy relationship.
What can?
I think BDSM can be.
Okay.
And I think it is.
I think there are degrees.
Absolutely,
perhaps,
there's degrees.
Perhaps we need to be talking about degrees of BDSM.
I mean, there's like all
me
things.
Tying,
no, there's no...
tying you up and putting my feet on you is, like, inarguably, it's BDSM.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's grays. There's no black and white to the whole thing. There's not like, oh, everything's allowed or nothing's allowed.
Yeah.
You know? I think that depends on couples, and they need to be able to be have an open, honest discussion with each other about why do you like this? Why... is this okay to like this? Are we going to try to move away from this?
I just have never seen, in particular, a quote-unquote male dom really look at the reason he is into, say, hitting a woman. Why, like, hitting a woman or, like simulated rape gets him sexually aroused. Like, what? I've never seen a man, like, really... who's into that, like, really examine it.
This has turned into a bit of a heavier episode, but stick with us on this one. Mm. And if this is making you feel weird because you're into BDSM, just sit with it for a bit.
No, I mean, listen,
I'm just reaching
out
to you, the listener, while this is happening.
Listen. I have talked on the podcast before about being more into various power dynamics.
Yeah.
In, less so in our relationship, in a relationship that I had prior to meeting Ramon. That was much more prominent. And I mean, eventually, like, it was became incredibly unhealthy.
Right.
And listen, I don't know what it is that I enjoy about you, like, choking me or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what that is. And I frankly, I think that it is unhealthy of me to enjoy that. I think that it's weird. It's probably not, like, the best thing. And I think it's probably kind of weird for you to like that too. But like the situation is that we're humans and we have fucked up brains. So maybe we just have to kind of come to terms with the fact that sometimes we like fucked up shit.
Well, the other thing, and listen, I'm boiling this down to it's very simple. I'm oversimplifying. We're animals.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the males like to be dominant in those situations. And generally, the females like to be submissive. This is not always true and certainly isn't true all the time, but it is a thing. There's an animalistic quality to it.
Yes.
And I think in that way, and if done safely, and to a limited degree, in my opinion, I think it's healthy in a relationship.
I agree. I think that, yes.
I don't think you should feel weird about liking it.
For me specifically, yes, I think that's a very good point. It is very dominant and very masculine when you do it.
Right.
I think that's part of what I enjoy about it.
Sure.
That's a good point. Thank you.
And that's what I'm tapping into. And I think that's what's turning me on about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that. It's not that, oh, I'm happy to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you.
Right.
That doesn't make me happy that you're hurt. But it makes me happy that I'm able to control you in that moment, just a little bit. And not even in a huge degree. It's just in that moment.
Right.
It's tapping into something deep in me.
Right.
That is pleasurable in my brain, in my animal brain, my lizard brain.
And there never is a point where I feel like I could not stop you from doing any one
thing. That's the other healthy part that I think some relationships don't have is that healthy, hey, we need to have a moment to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about safe words, like open dialogue so you can read it before anyone has to get to that point of, oh, we need a safe word.
Yeah.
I think some people take it too damn far. It's the same thing as being, a lot of things are over-sexualized these days, as we were just talking about. And I think that people have pushed things to such, like, oh, I can't be turned on until all this happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think then you should examine what you're doing and why you're doing
it. Yeah, if you literally can't get a boner unless you have a car battery hooked up to your nipples. And you're like, on a St. Andrew's cross.
Like, maybe if you reset your brain a little, you might get off with less.
Right.
Just for a little bit.
Right.
Like, maybe you're avoiding something or something deeper is going on. And we all need therapy all the time. So it's not a bad idea to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. While I understand you disagree with the article, I think it was important to bring it up.
I do disagree with the article, and we will not be reading the article any further because I skimmed it a bit, and it just goes on to say things that I also disagree with. So this entire episode would just be me
disagreeing,
arguing
with
this article about, like, she's all like, oh yeah, it's so healthy for people who are, you know, subs in relationships. And I'm like, actually, no, it's not. And holy shit, like, what is wrong with you people? So, yeah, there's that.
Let's move on to something that was positive,
yeah,
in my opinion, but
yeah,
something a little less heavy.
Yeah, I'm, yeah, I need to kind of move on. That was...
I'm very proud of you. I'm proud of you for being honest and for defending your beliefs.
It's not my beliefs. It's just like how to be a good human being.
Well, there's that humility coming out again.
Yeah.
So here is some stress relief from our listeners. I, of course, put out this question to our fans, on the Foot Fetish Podcast subreddit, r/FootFetishPodcast, but also on Foot Fetish Talks, like I do. And as always, we start with our dear, dear listeners on our subreddit. Here we are. It's Toe Sniffer 2000.
Since Ramon's been doing all the read. I feel like I've been doing all the talking, but Ramon's been doing all the reading.
This is true.
Toe Sniffer 2000 says, I'm not sure the fetish has been a stress reliever. Knowing so many also have it has been. I remember an article in the paper when I was around 10 about a perfect feet contest, cutting out the picture of the soles of the woman who had won it and worrying about my family finding it.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's no different. I mean, it's a little bit different.
It's slightly,
like,
it's a little
than
different.
Than like sneaking
there.
The Sears catalog, the bra section.
Yeah,
under your
same
mattress.
Idea.
Yeah, but there would be more questions.
There's an added shame to it.
Yes,
That's what we deal with.
I get that. That makes sense. Always feeling weird for years that it was such a turn on. When I saw Leg Tees and a bunch of other magazines, the book Different Loving, and all the websites focused on it, I knew there were a lot of other people who shared the turn on. It still felt very different. I used to go to an adult bookstore to buy Leg Tees and the other mags, leave with them in a brown paper bag, and feel like a dirt ball.
I mean, yeah.
He says, the biggest stress reliever is knowing I'm not alone. Thank you for the podcast. That's so sweet.
That's why we have to keep doing this.
That is so sweet.
Even if we only have 5 listeners, those 5 listeners are going to be people like him who need, you know, they don't need this, but it makes you feel good to know there's other people out there. I mean, that's why I make the content I do, because I like it and I know other people like it. It's also nice we make money on it, but, you know, I'd probably do it if we didn't make any money on it, if I know myself.
Weirdo.
I will read Clayward.
Oh, my God, Clayward. Clayward wrote a novel.
God damn you, Clayward. All right, I love you, Clayward.
Do you want me to read it? That's...
Okay, you can read it.
Just because I feel like I kind of do better at that than Ramon. He says, hey, Belle and Ramon, stress relief from my fetish. I can say I've definitely felt non-sexual relief from playing with feet, usually after an extensive period of not having seen or played with them. Kind of like a reminder that I'm human moment. Because sometimes the hustle and bustle makes you feel like a robot. Remember when I said I was better at reading than Ramon?
Clayward always types a little quickly and doesn't self-edit sometimes.
Yeah.
God bless you, Clayward.
This account was actually made to help demystify this whole foot fetish thing for me. And even though it's not the best subreddit, Foot Fetish Talks was how I found your lovely podcast. Oh, wow. So even good things can come out of the...
Well, and that was in the early days.
That is Foot Fetish Talks.
That was back when I could advertise it without the auto mods taking it down.
And just listening to it has helped. I'm not just understanding this fetish, but also that it's normal and that it doesn't define me. I wouldn't have gotten that from where I live. This podcast has helped so much. Where do you live, Clayward?
I forget.
Where does Clayward live?
I don't recall. I assume Ottawa. Everyone
Clayward,
lives in Ottawa.
What's your home address? Yeah. We're coming.
What's your area?
We're going to show up.
Yeah. Hello, gift basket. It's got a stinky candle in there.
Oh, my God.
Someone's getting that.
No one wants it. He says, this podcast has helped so much, and I'm very grateful for you guys with every episode you post. Sorry to get so sappy. Aw, we love you, Clayward.
Yeah, you're great.
I think I'm at the point in my life where a lot of people really only see others as their fetish or how they can satisfy their own, that particular side. And this is probably coming from the gay side as well. You learn that there are people you have to cut out of your life, but sometimes you don't learn that until after you've been friends, family, or just really close to them for years. And a lot of the time it wasn't information you have then, it was an offhand joke another friend made or something innocuous that they dug too deep into.
Hey,
I can see that.
Having recently experienced this as soon as today, sometimes the best way to see the way forward is from the light of a burning bridge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
Yeah.
You don't need to maintain every relationship you've ever had.
Ramon has recently cut some pretty big ties. And that sucks, but ultimately, I think it's going to be really for the best.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think it's good. He says, you guys are showing the people behind the feet. Again, sorry to get so heavy. It's a heavy episode, Clay. We're just getting
this
into,
is supposed to be stress.
Stress
relief is not always a pleasant experience at the start.
No.
But it is at the end.
Gotta do some, this is called shadow work. We're just like fucking digging real deep into everything. He says, I'm not proofreading this section because I might delete it if I do. Aw, yeah, I've been there, man.
Yeah.
And then, oh, he has feedback on last episode.
Oh, okay.
He says, great episode. I had an idea Ashiatsu was Japanese, but didn't realize it was based on Chinese methods. My response was strictly from a non-sexual view as someone who studied massage. There's nothing less sexy to me than a stranger rubbing up on me while also either in absolute silence or in the midst of a casual conversation. Yeah, that sounds terrible to me. That sounds horrible. I don't want to do that at all.
Probably fix your back.
Silence?
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't
talk
to you.
They don't even, like, play Enya or something. I thought they would play, like, some music or something, like some harps or flutes or something. Awful.
This is the flautist out of town this week? I don't know.
Right? That's awful. The commentator who said that the masseuses were asking them what they liked were either on private calls, which wouldn't be associated with their actual place of work, or they were probably doms. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No person who spent the hours and money that it takes to get certified and throw it all away because some guy popped a boner. Yup, that's exactly what we thought.
Yep.
In fact, the training is actually the opposite. If someone does, we're trained to not even acknowledge it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what I thought.
It's a body reaction, that's all.
If the client tries to escalate the situation, we can end the massage for any reason and ask them to leave. At least, that's the way in reputable places.
Right.
Also, fun fact, masseuse is French. So when you use it, you're specifically referring to a female massage therapist. The male form of the word
masseur.
Is masseur.
Yeah.
Hmm. Neat. No, that is neat.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
Neat. I think I might have known that somewhere
you
in the back of my
the
brain.
You just hate the French. That's all.
I don't.
I don't care for French.
How would you pronounce masseuse with a French accent?
Masseuse?
Oh
my god.
Why is half of the French language just a vocal fry? Explain that to me. It doesn't make sense.
France, explain.
Anyway. The woman with the size 18 feet. I find it very hard to believe those are the largest size for a woman in the world. There are basketball players whose feet go up to size 25 men's. So 18 seems a bit small to me with that in mind. Well, she's a woman. Women have smaller feet than men, generally.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, 18.
Yeah, that's pretty 18 big.
18 is pretty goddamn big.
Pretty damn big.
I mean, the average size for women's feet, I think, is 8, and the average size for men's is probably, what, like 11?
Something like that, yeah.
So, like, I don't know, just sized up, that sounds reasonable.
That sounds right.
He says, I couldn't help but notice you guys talking about the Amazon thing, and I've noticed they can be kind of sketchy about their pricing. Amazon thing.
What Amazon thing?
I don't know.
Go on.
He says, I've looked at certain products, then look at the same product on another account, and the pricing was very different depending on the day or even your cachet or browser history. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that happens, yeah.
That makes perfect sense. I'm going to have to start looking at things on your account now. If it's something that I want, I'm going to have to look at it on your account to make sure I'm getting the best deal.
You could. We could easily do that. Be like, hey, Ramon, let me see your phone.
Or you can use that, what is it, that camel, which tells you what the lowest price is?
Yes.
Or like when you can get the lowest price?
Yeah.
I only use that for like really big. If I'm like, oh, I need a new vacuum.
I used it for board games.
That's not cool. That's not a cool thing to say. Why would you?
I'm not a cool guy.
Everyone thinks you're a dork now.
I'm a dorky foot guy. It's my persona. Anything else from Clayward?
Clayward says, as for my username, Clay was the name of a character from a TV I used to watch when I was a kid. The word is from Wayward from the Kansas song. Aww. Carry on my wayward son. I wasn't sure.
Look at me. I'm a nerd. I know Kansas.
Clayward. The 76 is just a random number I thought of at the time making the account. I'm unfortunately not British either. I don't have the sexy English accent.
Shame.
That's all I've got for this one. Love the podcast and looking forward to the next episode. Soulfully yours, Clayward. And then there was a comment that Ramon removed, which is from an account called Egyptian. Yeah,
don't give him a plug. Okay,
going to give him a plug, but...
Fuck them. They got banned.
Oh, is that why I can't click on their...
Yeah.
I want to see it.
You can't. It's banned. It's someone that came in trying to sell
but
stuff.
But they say that they're... It says that they're... They say they have great content.
Great content.
I want to see the great content.
You can't.
Oh. I'll never know.
I mean, you probably can.
I could go to their Twitter. Are they on Twitter?
He's right there.
Oh, you're I don't know how your Reddit works.
Yeah.
Let me see. Someone that spams what do they, all what do they stuff. Have? Let me see. Any good content?
None content.
No. Oh, okay.
Just
wow,
posting
great.
About having great content, but no way to get it. So good
okay,
job.
Okay, cool.
You're less good at...
I'm looking them up on Twitter.
Okay, good luck. I don't think they're there.
They just said I'm on Twitter.
Okay. Well, good. Best of luck with that. I'm going to head on over to... Foot Fetish Talks. Yep. Actually, I need to look at my post because there's about more things there. Profile. Oh, no. I'm bad at navigating things. Now I got to trim all this out because it's all malarkey.
They have no tweets.
No tweets.
This account has no tweets. They have one follower.
Yeah, that's about right. So the people here at Foot Fetish Talks didn't quite get it because I described what my stress relief was. And then a lot of people were like,
you're dumb.
No, not even that. I wish sometimes it's that. No, it was just like, I don't know. I guess they assumed whether they agreed with mine or not, like if they did that or not. Mm-hmm. I'll read it. Someone said, what I said was, for me, having feet on my face is akin to meditation. I'll read the whole thing. Do you find your foot fetish to be a stress relief for you in addition to being a turn on? For me, having feet on my face is akin to meditation. Of course, I'm turned on. But I also find that it puts me in a zen-like state that's not always about the sexual enjoyment. My wife regularly does this if I'm having a bad day, and it really calms me down. Do you have any thoughts on your foot fetish relieving your stress? Do you have any experiences of a foot fetish moment where your stress was relieved? Or do you have a regular regiment of fetish-related stress relief activities? What are you giggling about?
Nothing.
Fine.
It's not... Don't worry about it.
Right? something in my crotch? What's going on here?
You'll see when you edit the podcast, when you edit the
God
video.
Damn it. I'm so mad. It's not going to be for weeks. I'm going to be three episodes behind. Anyway. Someone said, I kind of have this. If I cuddle with my girlfriend's feet, I fall asleep very fast.
Oh, that's nice.
Listen, I love feet on my face. I couldn't fall asleep that way, especially not with your feet. Your feet sweat
you
so much.
You have fallen asleep
I drown.
That way. You have definitely fallen asleep with my feet on your face before.
Oh, that's kind of hot. All right.
Remember you used to wake up in the middle of the night and get down there and put my feet on your face?
I was in the middle of sleep. It wasn't
Yeah, but there have been times where you're super sleepy on the couch and then I'm like, oh, okay, here you can have some feet. And then you fall asleep.
100% my girlfriend has super, super, super soft soles and it's just so relaxing and heavenly to stroke her feet. I love it when she rubs her feet in my face. Yes, we all love that. That's not the question I was asking. Vamp. I'm going to blow my nose. It's gross.
Okay. I'm going to vamp. Scoop
good
up.
Vamping.
Scoop up. Deep up. Wow, that's scatting, not vamping.
God. I want to suck your blood. That's the joke.
That's vamping. That's a good one. Nice.
Another person said, this makes sense. If I were lying top and tail, I can fall asleep so fast at my boyfriend's feet.
Ooh.
Yes.
Another...
A lady.
Gay word.
No, that's
Clayward
a woman.
Should call himself gay word.
This is Scottish Rapunzel.
That's not.
That's
her
username.
No?
You don't think? No? No?
No. No, stop. Okay, so last week.
I'm so snacky.
I got a message on Instagram from this quote unquote girl.
Oh,
and
right.
It was
this little
like, it was this page, and she,
don't bury them,
quote unquote.
Yeah,
was like, oh look, I'm a little tiny Asian girl, and oh, I have a foot fetish, and look at me, and I'm just, you know, like I have a foot fetish, and look at my sexy pictures. I'm just a tiny little Asian girl. And then Ramon was like, oh, that's great, that's so great. We should get her to my, and I'm like, Ramon,
this is totally fake.
And like, you go to the profile, and like, listen, there's decent foot content on the profile. It's a lot of like drawings and cartoons and pictures and stuff. And you know, I know how much you like that.
True.
Like, it's decent foot content, but it's clearly like there's no woman behind it. Like there's a dude who's role playing as a woman, which like, whatever, if that's your thing, go ahead.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I know I'm not.
And I didn't come at you saying, oh, look, it's this girl. It's totally this girl. I knew it wasn't. I said, it's probably a guy, but it'd be cool if it was a girl. It's not, but it'd be cool.
Speaking of people pretending to be people they're not, I have an imposter.
Oh, yeah.
On Instagram. So if you find someone called Souls of Bell, but Bell has like three L's, please report them. Because that is not me.
It is not Belle.
I don't know if they have stolen my content and are trying to sell it, or they're just trying to scam you or what, but they are not cool. They are not me. So report them.
Don't click those links either.
No, don't click those links. I don't know what's behind them.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
I also want to say, shut up, Roman. Oh. I also want to say, when I said Clayward should call himself Gayward, I don't mean that as an insult. I just think it would be a cute name. And I think that I had never made that association before, that clay word rhymes with gay word. And I think that is cute. I mean it with love.
That's good. Good for you. Another person said, agree, when you've had a long week, that is the best stress relief, I guess. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Yeah, feet are kind of my comfort kink. Turns me on and is strangely relaxing compared to my other kinks. It's a little embarrassing, but at the same time, I love it.
Okay.
My fiance rubbing her feet on my face relaxes me so much when I'm stressed out. I love it. It's a different person said essentially the same thing. One day I would be really upset about something with my phone bill, had to call tech support, so my ex took off her boot and sock and pressed her toes in my mouth. Fresh petty that day. Chubby toes. Light blue nail polish. I got turned on and forgot about the situation, had intense sex, and passed out.
Okay, wow.
Intense.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
It was intense.
Okay.
Do you not believe me? Do you need to see how intense it is?
First of all, wow. Settle down there, friend. Yeah. Second of all, fresh petty and chubby toes. You hate both those things.
I sure the fuck do.
Like, that would be terrible for you. Yeah. I don't know that you'd be able to get it up for that.
Nope.
They would not be intense sex at all. Intense sex.
No.
Like, this is some...
This is some content. That's the best. I love that.
That's how people... Surprising. You still have to pay your phone bill, dude. Like, you forgot about your phone bill. You had hot sex. You had intense sex and passed out. And then you woke up and your fucking phone had been cut off because you didn't pay your fucking phone bill. You didn't call tech support.
You left the phone off the hook. And that's why your phone bill's so goddamn high, because you're off having intense sex.
The lady at the call center heard everything.
Everything. Read the last one.
The last one is terrible. It says, I've had no real foot fetish experiences, unfortunately, but I can see how that could be relaxing for both parties. You've never had a foot fetish experience.
There's a lot of people like that. A lot of young people.
How do I access this person's profile?
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, I see. Okay, I have to swipe. Ramon uses a really weird Reddit.
It's a good Reddit. Ugh, we had pancakes for dinner and I feel sick.
I know. I think that's what's given me my bad back.
Definitely. I want to die. And I'm going to go eat a cheeseburger.
Don't go eat a cheeseburger.
I'm not going to now. I was going
to. You will regret it. I'm glad that you took the time to like,
want to vomit?
Give it second thoughts. That you just like.
Well, what have you found out about this person who hasn't had a experience?
Well, he posted this picture of like somebody smothering a teddy bear.
Oh dear.
I don't like that.
No.
That makes me feel weird. We don't know what that bear enjoys. You leave him alone. Feet. Is that his feet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a dude who's into his own
No, he's
feet.
A good guy. I won't point out who he is. I mean, if you go there, you'll figure it out. No,
tell him to stop smothering teddy bears.
He likes a lot of our content on Feet on Face. He's All good right. He's good people.
Okay. How do you know he likes it?
Because he comments.
Oh.
So there. How about that? How do you feel dumb now?
No,
don't you?
I was because Reddit doesn't tell you who likes or
no, they don't do that.
Your stuff.
But people comment. That's how.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Good talk.
I have a couple of feedbacks that I want to point out.
More feedbacks.
Just a couple of things. I was going to do a lot more, but we got into a whole thing there.
Yeah, sorry, everyone.
That's okay.
Shit got weird.
No, it didn't get weird. It got important.
Yeah.
It got important. Makes you think. Let me see if I can
Ramon
boil this down
his
to the most important.
Weekly dance of trying to find where the fuck he put
Here's
all these
the
emails.
Fucked up thing. Before we recorded, I did do the dance, and I determined that all of these would be good to read, but now we've run out of time for them. No, you don't get to see. Get away. Get away. We will read. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Ramon's figuring it out. Da-da-da, that's too long. Do, 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 do. Here we go. Let's go with.
That's fine.
No.
Oh, my God.
This one. Here you go.
Okay. Super. Great.
I want to slap you around and you'll like it and you'll feel weird.
This is from Friday Feet Guy.
Friday Feet Guy.
Did he send this on Friday? No, he sent it on a Saturday.
He's
what
not only on Friday
what
Feet Guy.
What the fuck, Friday Feet Guy, sending a message on a Saturday? Well, it was just after midnight on a Saturday, so maybe it was still Friday where he was.
Perhaps. Friday Feet Guy's my buddy. You'll see.
Okay. He says, you guys, I had no idea when I got up today that Black Friday was going to turn into Foot Fetish Friday for me. I mean, big time. I got in a podcast mood and searched male foot fetish, and your all's podcast was the first result. I'm mostly into male feet, especially the huge, too big Sasquatch sizes. Yeah, right? Yeah, right? Big ass feet. Did you know the tallest man who ever lived was like fucking like 9 feet tall?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he looks like your brother. I can't say.
Oh,
but yeah.
A little bit. A little bit. Just like a big tall nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hot. He says, so I listened to the male feet episode, assuming that that'd be the only one I'd be really interested in. But then I listened to another and another and another and another.
Yeah.
Your all's married banter is so much fun to listen to in your discussions. You just can't stop after one. Oh, thank you.
Yay.
And this is coming from someone not even that much into women's feet.
Yeah.
It's amazing when I hear Ramon talk about what revs his motor about women's feet. And so much of the time I find myself feeling his same way, but about guys' feet. Much of the time, we're two sides of the same feet coin. Feet coin.
Feet coins available.
No,
for purchase.
That's my new cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Feet coin. So this.
Get
yes,
a leg up. Get feet coin.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
Nice. Get your foot in the door. Get feet
yeah.
coin. Shit. How does cryptocurrency work? We should do this.
We really shouldn't.
So this has been an amazing afternoon and evening. Feeling I'm, quote, with my fetish people, feeling in such complete natural company. I'm not local, but if I were, I would love to go have dinner with you two and hang out all night. I just have the feeling the conversation, laughs, and learning would be an amazingly friendly air in the whole time, all in the same groove. We should do like a meetup.
I've thought about it. Listen, we should go to FetCon, but we can't. We have too many children.
I don't want to do that.
I'll make you. But we can't go for like a whole weekend down to Florida.
No.
We're children. We have children.
Yeah. We have
but yes, I'd love to do a meetup.
Yeah, right? That'd be super fun.
Well, we have we only have, you know.
Do we have enough people like on the East Coast
That's
to do
the
a
thing.
Meetup? Like,
maybe.
Y'all like.
I'll put out a thing on the subreddit, I guess. I don't know. Like, hey, who wants to do a meetup?
He says, I know I'm in the minority of your audience favoring male feet. Not you and Clayward.
Yep. And there's a few more.
Yeah. But still, thank you so much for this podcast. It truly feels like a podcast I can call home. Sincerely, Friday Feet Guy. Sincerely. I don't love that. Keep workshopping it, Friday Feet Guy.
Friday Feet Guy, I've been chatting.
Oh, yeah?
Friday Feet Guy asked in a private email. I won't go into the whole thing because it was private.
Go into the whole thing. No, don't. Just what?
Oh, my God. Ended the email with asking what size my feet were.
Oh, yeah?
You got to do a back and forth because he's into male feet. He's into my feet.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Did you tell him that you have a OnlyFans?
Yeah, but there's nothing there.
Oh.
Probably ought to make some content, huh?
I mean, why have one if you're not going to make some content?
It's there so you can have the content. I'm there so I can sign a waiver so we can do foot jobs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But
true.
I could put things there. I could do whatever I want. Grown-ass adult. Oh.
That was good feedback. I like
that.
That
was great. Yeah, he's a really positive listener.
Keep
yeah.
listening, Friday Feed Guy. That's the best. Isn't that the best when you discover a new podcast and they have like a buttload of episodes? Mm-hmm. I need... Guys, does anyone have any scary podcast recommendations or like scary YouTube channels? Because I feel like I've tapped the market and I don't know what to do with myself anymore. Oh, also, shout out to whoever it was, the guy on Instagram, the guy with the cute dogs who told me to watch that. Did I talk about this? Did I talk about watching the
Cover it again.
Devil's Cave?
I don't remember.
Devil's Pass? Something. I don't know. It was called Devil's Pass. It was about the Dyatlov Pass incident.
Yeah.
But it was like a found footage about people exploring it. I didn't talk about this. I talked about the guy who told me to watch Terrifier, which was also great. But I watched Devil's Pass probably like a while ago now, like 2 weeks. And it was super good. Not amazing, but really good. Definitely worth watching. It got me in like a mindset where I was just kind of like looking behind me while I was, and that was super fun. And recommendation, I watched a found footage film the other day called Butterfly Kisses, which everyone should watch. Well, I particularly enjoyed because it takes place in Baltimore in places that I've been and is super interesting. It was like a really meta take on it was a found footage film about a found footage film. It was really good. It was really good. Ramon, we should watch it sometime. It was really good. Anyway, I highly recommend that. Butterfly Kisses. But I need recommendations on spooky podcasts and spooky YouTube channels.
Well, why don't you
something
spooky
to scare
your
me
spooky
because
ass?
I do my best, most productive work when I'm listening to something absolutely horrifying that's like scaring the shit out of me. Okay, I've chosen.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, the topic for next week. Thank you.
Oh, God. This is going to get Ramon's ire.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
Barefoot Run. Number nine.
Barefoot running.
I already want to talk about
it. God damn it. What's your number?
Number nine.
Pretty early.
Number nine. Look, remember like I'm like that Beatles song. Number nine. You know that? Like guys, the listeners know because they're cooler than you.
I think I know the Simpsons reference to it.
Probably.
It's a hidden sport. Exclamation point. That's how you wrote it. It's great.
Okay.
It's a hidden sport.
Nice one.
That is a good one. Thanks, Chunker Buds. Look, way back in history, barefoot running was a sport in many competitions, I think, including the original Olympics. I think that's because they didn't have
shoes, I think.
Like, I think if they had running shoes, they'd be like, fucking give me those shoes. Right. Like, I'm not going to run in sandals because they're just going to fall a fucking part. Huh. Anyway. Maybe fact check that and talk about the history of barefoot running. How is it a sport today?
I won't fact check that.
Not at all.
How is it a sport today? Ugh.
Steps to getting into barefoot running, don't. Like regularly paved walkway running, don't. Mm-mm. Trail running, get the fuck off the trail.
Yeah,
you will
right?
Step
Ew.
On things.
You're going to get poison ivy.
Minimalist shoes running. If you wear Vibrams, I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
And then barefoot running. And why it is good for us foot fetishists. It's not. It's gross.
No, not good.
Like
we'll talk about it more next week. We'll talk about
it
more next week. I know Ramon has a lot of opinions about this.
All right. So, hey, here's all the plug time. If you want to write into us, write to our email, thefootfetishpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to join in on the conversations with the community, head on over to our subreddit, r/footfetishpodcast. If you want to reach out to us specifically, you can go to our Twitter @RamonFaceville, or you could go to Bell's Instagram.
You can go to my Instagram, Souls of Bell. Only two L's. Only two.
Like
the
proper name.
If you do three, you've gone too far, and you'll wind up on a scam account. Souls of Bell. hit me up.
If you're like, ooh, I like what they do, you can support us directly by A, going to our clip store, RamoneFaceful.com. You could go to Bell's OnlyFans if you want the sexy content.
You could see the sexy sexy foot job we filmed earlier today. It's a fresh foot job.
Yeah, a fresh foot job.
Gross.
Wow. Fresh foot job Friday, but it's not Friday, it's Saturday. But go to OnlyFans.com/Bell's Feet and Ass. Or you can go to our still existing, still trucking along Patreon.
We got to figure it out.
Patreon.com/RamoneFaceful. For $5 a month, you support this podcast, get the video podcast, probably the ad-free once I figure that the hell out and put it there, because I really should.
Yeah. There's got to be
give you an RSS feed. You know, and you can still get some sexy content. You don't know that?
No.
I don't know exactly what it stands for. It's a podcast thing. You'd never support a podcast. That's why. It's embarrassing.
I listen on Spotify like a normal person.
All right, I'm going to vomit from all the pancakes.
Right,
so
I've had to pee for like 45 minutes. So
why did you go during the break? We did two breaks. Hey, barefoot running next week. Stick around for that, I guess.
Do you run barefoot?
Don't.
Would you like to?
Please stop.
Have you ever been like forced to run barefoot? Like, were you really scared of something and you had to run away from something?
That's
like,
what we'll talk about. Horror films with a run barefoot. All right, until we feed again.
So long, guys.
Bye.